Shami Shvius, Daf Samech Tes. Starting from the bottom of Samech Tes and Beis, Mara has a continued discussion between what Rav Elazar said, an unusual statement that the Mishnah has quoted, that a person who eats the Pas Akum, Pas of Akusi, so it's like he went ahead and ate Tabasa Chaz, which of course this is the Rabbanon, Xerid Rabbanon, this is Isa Daraisa. But what it meant is that we're machmir, that we consider it so chomerdik, because they were choshed al trumas and meisers, that therefore we consider it as if it's mamish asur itself. So the Gemara discusses the extent of the statement. I'm Rabbi Yossi. So it's marriage asur lika pito shalam aretz. It teaches us that it's asur to marry the daughter of an am aretz. Why? Well, how do we take such a statement from there? Because just like over there we say that the kusis choshed, that he didn't take Trumas and Maisris, so too over here, Nam Aretz, doesn't know the halacha, with Choshesh, that he didn't, never took Trumas and Maisris. His daughter grew up in his house, she's a Bas Nam Aretz, she never was taught about it, she doesn't know, she never observed him doing it, and therefore she doesn't know how to do it, and therefore, just like we see, Pas Akum, Pas Vakusi is so Choshev, he considered like a Chilot Pas Achazer, so therefore, clearly don't marry a woman who's going to be in a similar situation where she won't know what to do when you have the same problem. That be next to you in eating things because she doesn't know how to take care of it, doesn't know how to remove it, and therefore would be in the same status. Says the Marfolda, Lomda Eitz Levi Lechablo Maisa, Chashudi Gam again. Since she learned that you're supposed to can eat without mice because she never saw her father take it, and therefore, which caused it Akila Baila. And therefore, since it's so comedic a thing, we looked at it so carefully that a pas of a kusi is so comer, like me even Basar Chazir. So therefore, Mimela, we want to do the same thing. A person should stay away from any potential being overeating things that are not trumas and maaseris. And obviously, if it's a basa marit, you have to stay away because it'll be nikshal there because she doesn't know any better. And therefore, it's something that considers so much chomer. That was the todsah, the outcome of such a strong statement of how to stay away from it, like Basar Chazer, the outcome of that would be clearly to avoid all situations, including, and maybe especially marrying a Baal Sam Aretz, where you'll come to that Isser. Zot the Gemara. I want to know what exactly did Rabbi Akiva say to Rabbi Elazar that he heard from Rabbi Elazar, and what didn't he share? Chizki b'Rabbi Akiva. Matir Rabbi Elazar, chamitzin shakusa ma'aka pesa miyad. Rabbi Elazar was matir to eat the chametz of the kusoyim right after Pesach. It was matir to eat right after Pesach. There's a shayla, says a marfulda, when is it, machlokes, when is the chometz of a kusi mutter? There's machlokes, whether it's you have to wait longer, it's a short amount of time. What is the zman? And the and so he didn't want, so he was machmer. So says the Bnei Moshe, Mefarshim, Mekiva, Loi Rotzel Galus, Shirelezer, the Machmer Kol Kapusuka. He didn't want to say so. Such a, he wasn't so machmer. He was makel here. He was matir the chametz of a kusi right away after Pesach. Normally, because a dinner of a halacha and a guy, you're allowed to eat right after Pesach because we're not afraid. And there's no issur. There's no chametz of a Pesach. And even though a machmer kusi has certain chumras, he was makel on that. But he didn't want to go ahead and share that. So not only did he, Elazar, allow kushal, bread of the kusim, he said it's considered like a kus, mamish like bread of a goy, and immediately there's no isser of chametzel of a Pesach, and you can eat it right away after Pesach without any concern. Now, lemaisa, I want to be afraid that maybe that they kept it over Pesach, and then maybe there would be chametzel of a Pesach. So the answer is that he wasn't so worried. He says, no, since you go ahead, it's us, they're considered goyim, so we don't consider, if we consider them goyim, so there's no concern about anything more. And Mamela, he didn't consider that the pas was like, says the Pnei Moshe, like a din of Basar Chazer. He said, for them it's nothing, because they're mutter, because there's no restrictions on them. And if that's so, then halakha would apply as well, that he'd be makel to eat their chametz right at the Pesach. And that, he didn't want people to know, made it, so that's why he kept it hidden. He didn't want to share that, because he did not want people to be makel on this thing. That's why he kept it, Rabbi Akiva kept this from explaining what his shita was. So to Mark. Mark says, the other Timothy, Mark says, Mishra says, if a person went ahead and the bathhouse was heated with storage for years, halacha is still allowed to use it. Still allowed to go bathe in it. The Gemara says, when did we say that? When did we say that? The Messiah, when we talk about public bathhouses. But private bathhouses that come for special people, also that would be considered usher. Oh, is it usher? Why? Because it says the Mafulda, Merkash Kashuvim, it's a place where only Kashuvim go to bathe. You go to Merkash Fair, we have to be more calmer. There's a greater concern that there, that because people, since they'll think that he's allowed to do it, that he's you're allowed to do it. People look at this thing and they see the place of a Kashuv, people do it. They're afraid they're going to go ahead and they're allowed to use it over there. They'll use it for other things also. And that for a public thing, we're unconcerned. But there's a greater concern that people see from a chashuva place, that a chashuva bathhouse, that they're using the straw. They'll think that it's mutter to use. And therefore, we're more machmir in that case. So we're makel to be going to the thing only by a public bathhouse. But otherwise, we would be more machmir. So gemara in the chashuva, but if he's a respected person, everybody's like, yichatz, you didn't bathe? What do you mean? Respected person, we allow you, matter, to bathe. But care to be a respected person, he shouldn't be allowed to go in at all. He wouldn't bathe in at all. So gemara says, no. Gemara has a mice. If he's a man of stature, he was a chashuva person, which means people looked up to him. A person shall tzura, a person looked up to him. Then, originally, that person should not bathe in it. Kada, as we see in the Maaseh, if Yeshua ben Levi, Uzzam, and Lut beis Gavrin, begin Maaseh, if Yeshua ben Levi went from Lut to beis Gavrin in order to be able to bathe, and he was, of course, a chashuva person, people recognized who he was, so he was a person who would not be allowed to go to a bathhouse where the water was heated with Shavia straw, because people would think that's the mutter to do, and therefore they wouldn't do it. But in a place he traveled to Beis Guvrin, which is a place where people didn't know him, and there would be, it's one opinion, he was allowed to go there because people didn't know him, and therefore it wouldn't come to a day kilkul. And let's say no, that Bechaldi was no, the other Befarshim explained that in that place, we knew Beis Guvrin, they never used store shashvias, so there wasn't an issue. Says the Marfulda to explain that the reason why it's mutter says that Pnei Moshe, even though it wasn't a famous person, everyone knows him, but it could be that some people do know him. Shouldn't do it because it's gonna, people will be desiring for the shvius, for the store shvius. You shouldn't do that. But a place governed, well, go wash there where nobody recognized them. That Pnei Moshe says would be okay. However, the Rosh Misalul says that there's different because it's Bishnatz HaShmita, Mokum She'en, Mokum She'en, Mokum She'en. We went to over there, there was no Kish HaShvias at all. And that's why there was no concern of him being able to go there because it wasn't even a Shaila. Gemara has another story. Gemara says, Agave Bath of Shemar Lakish, Avi Beboitzer. Shemar Lakish was in Beitzer. Ham to Mazaf and Hadar Apatursi. And he saw that Goyim, idolaters, were pouring wine into the Hadar Apurati, the image of Avarati, the image of Avodah Zarah, the Greek god. And it was near the bathhouse, and it was a Greek god, which he speaks about in Avodah Zarah very often. This was a very common Avodah Zarah. So in Mela, people used to go to the bathhouse. They used to put it by the bathhouses. And the Jews would use those bathhouses. But here they came. Then they saw that the guy were actually worshipping this image. They were pouring wine into it in order to bathe. You see, Mamish, it's a mokum, an active mokum Avodah Zarah. So I said to the Amalei, it's not forbidden. How can you go there? Isn't this Lecharaz? It's Mamish, it's bathing for Avodah Zarah. It's considered a place. It's Mashamish Avodah Zarah. How are you allowed to do that? Vada should be Aser. So the Gemara says, they came to Rabbi Yochanan. What do they do? Everyone's using it. Something belongs to the Rabbim is not Aser. Because why? Because that's only when it's built by them, it's there, it belongs to the Avodah Zarah. That's Aser. You can't use that. But it's something that was Barabim. They came and they use it. They have no right to Aser. That's not theirs. So belongs to Rabbim. Memela, and I said that this would be the halacha of the we have this Gemara as a similar version in Bavli as well, same idea. Gemara has a story where it said that I didn't come to them; they came to me. They're the ones who turned us into Avodah Zarah. So therefore, says the Pnei Moshe explained, "Ain't b'zeh mishum chashash yidu v'atzura." It's not like any concern about that. because America was made for the rabbim. They want to use it, the whole public to use it. They came along and they started using Avodah Zarah, so they're the ones. For them, it's aser, but you can't go aser sharab. It doesn't belong to them, and that's why same over there applies over here. That to be allowed to use it because whatever they did by Isser, is a similar concept that it's not, it wouldn't be Asr, we're allowed to go use something, even though it's a Dovashal Isser, but it doesn't, they had no right to make an Asr, and therefore it would not be something that we have to concern ourselves with. And therefore it would be the reason why, similar idea, why they allowed, come allow people to do it. Stop the new Perek tomorrow.